This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this week's Vital Signs, the dangerous lengths a growing number of people are going to get a greater high from marijuana. It's a process that extracts the active ingredient from it into a wax-like substance. You heat up a small bit or dab of it and inhale the vapor. Dr. Ashley Haynes of the North Texas Poison Center and a toxicology fellow at UT Southwestern Medical Center explained why pot dabbing's a bad idea.
You'll take leaves or flowers. It's then placed into basically a tube of either metal or glass. And butane, that liquid that's in butane lighters, that very flammable liquid, is passed through it under high pressure. And what that does is it kind of like dissolves it out of the leaves.
Now, the fact that butane is involved in this, that's not enough to send a message that it might be dangerous.
People will argue that they're going to remove all the butane, so they're not going to, you know, ingest or inhale it.
Because a blowtorch is often used in this.
Right. When that THC concentrate is heated very quickly, a blowtorch is often used as the heat source. So you've got something that contains maybe some butane, probably in a room that's got butane. We see fires happening because of the blowtorch itself, but also in the extraction component because you start to add pressure and heat to that butane in an enclosed tube. That can also cause explosions. The state of Colorado had 32 in 2014. We've had a couple over the last 2 years. Most have been around the Austin area. One led to two people having extensive burns, also a number of broken bones, because in these explosions, you could be thrown or other items could get thrown at you. There's a lot of force that's associated with that. There have also been bystanders because of the fires and explosions. It's not affecting just the person who's making it or using it, but anyone in the building or house.
And the appeal of all of this is what?
So if you have something that's more concentrated, you don't have to use as much to get relaxed. Because it's a vapor, there's no smell associated with it, so you can kind of avoid detection. Because it's something that's novel, kind of makes it more popular when things become kind of new or unique or different.
How dangerous is it?
It's hard to quantify the dangers for sure, because we don't have a lot of experience with the THC concentrates themselves to know how severe the effects are. We definitely do see people having more profound effects and requiring some medical attention because of anxiety or because of racing hearts.
This isn't a new thing. This has been going on supposedly since, what, the 70s or so? But what's contributing to the growing popularity now?
The sort of mentioning of it repeatedly kind of sometimes can sensationalize things. But also, I think as the THC concentrates have been going up in the marijuana leaves, that's led to sort of the increased desire for more concentrated solutions. As we've had new technologies that allow us to use this concentrate in new ways, that also contributes to its popularity. There are proponents who will say that higher concentrates have better medicinal purposes. And additionally, I think in some states where marijuana is legalized or cannabis has been, I'll say, decriminalized, really, people may forget that the extraction in butane of this hash oil is still illegal.
If a person goes through this kind of high, is it best to try to get them to a hospital if you encounter them? Or
marijuana can increase the heart rate, can cause blood pressure fluctuations. If those are severe and causing effects, in person, I should say, is going to exhibit some sort of effects to let you know that that's the case. They're going to maybe look ill. They're going to complain of being dizzy, or they may pass out where you can't wake them. If you're having trouble waking someone up, they're not coherent, they are not acting normally, that's when we become more worried. If they're simply just relaxed and calmed without having these bad effects, that's the setting where it's okay to stay home.
Dr. Haynes, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.